Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Here we have a very interesting Mishnah written in Aramaic. And the Mefarshim say, before we focus on a couple of segments of the Mishnah, why was this Mishnah written in Aramaic, not in Lashon HaKodesh? Medrash Shmuel says, in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, the reason is because the Tana here is discussing the great importance and the chiyuv to learn Torah, which every single person has that responsibility, even the simpletons, the pshutei am, in order for them to understand what the Mishnah is teaching us. It was written in Aramaic. That was the language that people spoke in the time of the Mishnah, and Chazal wanted that every single person should understand this Mishnah. Let's focus on the middle two segments of the Mishnah. Udala Maisif Yosef, Udala Yalif Kitala Chayav. Someone who doesn't add, Maisif is a lashon of adding, Yosef will perish. Dula Yalif, someone who doesn't learn, Yalif, Yafusa, Kitala Chayav, is Chayav Misa. The Rabbeinu Yoina explains that a Chacham, someone who's a wise person, who doesn't add Chachma, doesn't add wisdom to his already existing Chachma, and he says, I already learned all the Torah, why do I have to be Matriach myself? Why do I have to think about anything else? On this, the Mishnah says about this person, Dula Maisif Yosef. This person should die, since he's stopping and refraining from continuing to grow in his learning. Why does he have to live anymore? He says, the Rabbeinu Yoina, that this person is compared to a behema. Why? An Adam, a person is created in order to understand the Torah and to teach it. And this person, who's not properly being Isaac in Torah, when he makes the bracha in the morning of Lasek B'divrei Torah, he doesn't take it seriously. This person does not deserve to live another day. This is Rabbeinu Yoina speaking. So, what does one do when he wants to stay focused and always want to be growth-oriented? I think the answer is in Reb Chaim V'lozhiner on this Mishnah, who brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Oira Chaim L'malo L'maskel. A maskel, a smart person, his path of life is always upwards. L'man sor mish'ol mata, in order not to go downwards. And as they say, when a person is not going up, he's going down. And in order to constantly be going up, a person has to be focused and trained to always be looking upwards and onwards. There's a story with the Baal HaTanya, who lived next to the local elementary school playground, and the kids, during their break, would play around, as kids do, and there was a tall pole in the middle of the yard. And the children would try to get up to the top of the pole. Most of the children would try, they'd get up, halfway up, and then fall down. There was one child, who was Menachem Mendel, who was the Baal HaTanya's grandson, who later became known as the Tzemach Tzedek. He made it to the top of the pole. And all the children were clapping, they were so excited. This child made it to the top of the pole. When the Baal HaTanya heard all this noise, he looked out the window and he saw his grandson standing on top of the pole. So he motioned to his grandchild, come here. And he asked him, Mendela, how is it that you were able to make it to the top, but none of the other children were able to get to the top? And he said, because all the children, when they got halfway up the pole, they looked down. And they immediately were scared. And they immediately went down, slid down the pole. I decided, I am not looking down. I'm only looking up. Once I made that decision, I made it to the top of the pole. Baal HaTanya said to him, Mein Kind, my son, you did well. And it's a pasuk. In order for a person to stay focused and not to be slipping, he has to stay focused upwards. When you're learning, also don't look down at the people that are smaller than you, the people that are less wise than you, because then you'll be happy with only that little bit. Look at the people that are greater than you, and then you'll be zeiche also only to go up and to reach great heights.